I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. We talked about several items on the agenda, and we started our conversation off with a discussion of the presentation that's going to be made tonight by the visiting Sister City delegation from Higashiyomi, Japan. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
The Sister City delegation will be in town, and they will be introduced to the commission tonight, and we'll have a little ceremony or a little interaction at the beginning of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always kind of an interesting thing. They bring gifts, we bring gifts, we talk a little bit, we exchange, you know, greetings from our city to theirs, and
sure.
It's quite a nice event.
And then also a presentation from the group that is looking at possibly doing something with the ore dock in downtown Marquette on Lake Superior. And this is always an interesting project to hear from.
Yes, it's referred to as the Bot Eco Center Group. The board president, Giselle Dering, will be presenting. And the interesting thing about this is that in my time with the city, this has been the most enduring group that has come forth regarding the old ore dock in the South Harbor. And, you know, they have a large task. They're attempting to put together a ecosystem. I don't know exactly how to explain it.
The way I've seen their ideas and the plans is it seems to be that it's kind of like a multi-use, reuse of the ore dock that has everything from some public use areas and retail all the way to having some stuff growing on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trees, plants,
right.
Bushes. I think they plan a boardwalk around the exterior. There are many hurdles they have to go over. One of this not so small a hurdle is, you know, meeting the Army Corps of Engineers requirements for bottom land use, which the huge... there's two huge things there. One is that it has to have a public interest or a public use, and the other is that it's something that generally can't be done on dry land.
Mm,
so,
okay. All right.
They put up these rules, and they make it very difficult for us to do anything. But, you know, this group is working through it, and they pretty much understand that they're going to have to do the whole thing beginning to end. And they haven't quit. They have a relatively aggressive group, and... if anybody's going to succeed, it's going to be them.
Mike Angeli is in the studio with us. He is the city manager for the city of Marquette. We're previewing tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. One of the things under new business that I'd like to touch on is the Cliffs Dow property update. What being talked about tonight, what's the latest?
As part of our overall long-term plan, we've been working at decommissioning the Cliffs Dow property. And by decommissioning, I mean run down or end our recycling efforts. We have a rubbish recycling. We mm-hmm. have branches and leaves and stuff, compost kind of stuff. And we have been decommissioning that in an attempt to bring that property to a level where we can hopefully sell it or do something more productive with it. That coincides almost exactly with the next item, which is the proposal for a resolution to the Fling Farm property, which is property where we hope to put the new rubbish recycling.
Where is the Flink Farm property? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, that's the property at or near Pioneer Road and McClellan Avenue. We have been in an agreement with the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority couple of years ago to turn that into a recycling location, transfer site. That effort fell through because we were looking for a new site for the Cliffs Dow property. We chose that, or we're hoping to choose that as the new location.
Mm-hmm.
And since that previous effort with the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority, we've had some issues that we've been trying to resolve as to, you know, such as expenses and improvements and things like that that have been done to the site. And one of the things that I resolved to do when I took over as city manager was to clear up this mm-hmm. situation. And
so basically, in a nutshell, what it is you're looking at taking the not doing the compost and the rubbish at the Cliffs Dow currently,
right,
moving it into this new location, but you have to kind of come to this agreement too.
Right. We have some issues with the Solid Waste Management Authority we need to resolve, and this will do that, but it's right in line with moving our transfer facility over there.
We also look at the agenda, and there's recognition of an outgoing member of the Local Development Finance Authority. Many of us in the broadcasting business knew Rosemary Smith. They're the leaving the area or have headed away and saying goodbye tonight.
Yes, she's moving on along with her husband. They've sold their interest in radio stations here, and she's been a great asset to this community. If you didn't know Rosemary, you know, she was tireless. She was always involved, always a finisher. This community will be missing her for a long time. I know she's been a lot of help to me and to the city.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall on Berrega Avenue in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.